Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her missus. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her missus. Hello everyone, this is episode 12 of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
We're recording this on Monday, 10th September 2018, which is also
our wedding anniversary.
So I don't know why we're working, this should be a public holiday.
It should be a public holiday in the whole world.
It should be, well, at least in our company it should be.
Okay, a company holiday then, rather than a public holiday.
A company holiday.
Yes, so 8 years ago we got married.
Yeah, I know. It seems so strange. I can barely remember the day.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it wasn't a big wedding with a big ceremony and that kind of things, right?
We didn't marry for love.
No, it was purely functional and administrative.
But it's true, because I asked you many times, you want to get married? And you said, no. I mean, I was not super insistent, and I did not do like a big romantic proposal or anything.
You didn't get me a diamond ring.
No, because I knew you would not be susceptible to any of that.
No.
But then we got married anyway.
Yes.
Because
it would be better according to our solicitor. Anyway, we won't go into all of that. The thing is, we're still married.
Yes.
That's the most important thing to take away from it.
Yeah, and it reminds me of when we listened to Emma Thompson on the Woman's Hour over the weekend. She said, well, you know, her marriage to Greg Wise and any marriage in general goes through rough patches. It's, if not, you're either comatose or delusional.
Yes, that's true. If you say your marriage does not change over time and it's still the same, you know, or your relationship, I mean, any long-term relationship doesn't stay the same over the course of its life.
Mm-hmm.
It was our favorite psychotherapist, Esther Perel. She said she's on her third or fourth marriage, but, you know, with her husband. It's one marriage, but their marriage...
35 years.
But their marriage has reinvented itself and gone through ups and downs and changed, and now they're, you know...
Well, we made it through the summer.
Yes, which was... We had a summer, yes. I mean, I think our spring was probably more difficult than
spring
our summer.
Spring was hard, but you see, as soon as things are better, I forget about the bad times.
Spring, I mean, we went through a hard... I don't know. Writing the book together was not an easy time.
No, that was hard.
And that was in spring.
That was hard. Yes. But, you know, we made it through.
Yes, and we published it this summer.
It's out now, and, yeah. You know... It's done well. I mean, some people say, oh, I miss the sex. Some say, oh, I love it without the sex. So, yeah.
You can never please everyone.
No, but I just would say it's like completely according to expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, you know.
It went well.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the reception, yes, of it having sex scene or not sex scene.
Yes. Some people like it, some people don't. But overall,
that's how it is.
Overall, the reception has been quite good.
Yeah, indeed. Better than for my own books.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, because there are no 1 or 2 star reviews on Amazon.
Yet.
And I get much more like, you know, I understand what the type of book I write. It would be more, to use a trendy word, polarizing.
Well, I'm sure, I mean, it's only been out for a month, so I'm sure it will get its share of, you know, 1 or 2 star reviews as well. It just hasn't been out yet long enough. People who have read it now so far are probably fans who would love it.
You know, but your mother is reading it now?
Yes, that's true. She started, she said she enjoyed the first few chapters, but I don't know how much progress she's made. I don't know how far she's going along.
I wonder if she's going to bring it up herself.
Well, she brought it up herself the other day when she said, I started reading.
Yeah, but since then, I mean, you've spoken to her since and she has not.
Yeah, but not that much. And she's been very busy, so I don't know.
Playing golf.
Yes. Yes.
I remember when she was here, she said, oh, many recognizable places in this book. I said, yeah.
Well, you know, I did base it on, a lot of the locations are based on the club that I play at, so that's a bit normal.
Anyway, we should talk about the podcast because we are back.
Yes, it's been almost 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
Since we had a podcast. So yeah. We took a long break.
Yes, very long.
And we are recording this in audio only, first thing. No video anymore because it was a bit of a kerfuffle. And
yeah, I don't want to be on camera.
She doesn't want to have to wear a bra to do it, so...
Excuse me, I'm wearing a bra right now.
Okay, sorry. She doesn't want to get out of her leisure wear.
That's true.
Okay.
But yeah, that's not just that, but no. I think you can more easily talk if it's just audio.
Yes, that's true.
I feel much less self-conscious.
And it's less of a burden to set up as well, just the audio.
Because for a while, the continuing existence of our podcast hung in the balance.
Yes, we weren't sure if we wanted to continue because it was... every week when we had to record it, it was always a struggle to find a time to do it and to actually do it. And I mean, yeah, we weren't sure we wanted to continue in, you know, to do it or to do it in the same way.
But you convinced me to continue.
Well, I think because we did get some feedback from people who enjoyed our podcasts recently. So I think, but I think... We are planning on continuing the podcast in audio only, but it might be, yes, I don't know, less structured than it was before, if it was ever structured at all, but more of a, I don't know, more of a casual, spontaneous chat about, you know, our past week and, you know, if there's anything interesting, we will bring it up. But we have been inspired by listening to another podcast during our recent road trip through the UK. The first goal of this road trip was to go to ELCON, the European Lesbian Literature Conference. That's what it stands for, right?
I think so.
Yeah, which was in Bristol, and we drove there. So we had a lot of time on the road to listen to podcasts.
Yes.
And we listened to our new absolute favorite podcast.
Fortunately.
With Fee and Jane.
Jane Gravy.
It's Jane Garvey, who's one of the presenters of The Woman's Hour on BBC Radio 4, and Fee Glover, who has her own show as well, The Listening Project, I think.
Yeah.
But so they do this podcast together. It just started again. New season started on Friday.
Yeah, we listened to the episode in the car yesterday.
And it's basically just them, you know, chatting. It started out with them reviewing what they'd heard on the radio during the week and with little clips of what they'd enjoyed or things that they thought were significant. But then it kind of evolved into more
They
of
made them.
Them
have guests.
Yes, so now they usually have a guest and they just chat about stuff, nothing, you know, a bit random really, but it's very, very entertaining.
Yeah, I love it.
And they're very funny.
I don't think we can, you know, be the lesbian Fee and Jane.
I don't think we can ever
but we can be inspired by them.
Yes, but so they inspired us to have a bit of a more like chit-chatty kind of podcast, less, and we won't always have a publishing related topic, weekly topic or anything like that. But we'll, you know, if something significant has happened in the week or if we saw something or if we did something that is that we think might be interesting to people listening or
five
of you.
And what did we do this weekend?
This weekend we went to a concert. It had been a while since we'd been to a concert, I think. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't
really
like going to concerts. I hate people.
But you did enjoy this one because it was
Janelle Monáe. It was amazing.
She is so great.
Because she can do, I mean, it was a proper show. That's what I said to you when it was over. It was really like a proper show. It was not like just someone standing there and singing some songs.
Which we hadn't really expected because the venue she was playing at is quite a small venue. It's a very well-known, iconic venue in Belgium, in Brussels. But it takes 2,000 people, I think, maximum capacity. And usually it's a lot of rock bands. And so it's just a band playing and the singer or something like that. But this was really a show with her own scene.
It was like a lesbian party, really.
Yes.
So much lesbian spotting.
Oh, yeah. There were...
Unbelievable.
There was one big gay party.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun.
Yeah, because I hadn't actually... I've not even listened to her last album.
No, we knew but a few of her songs, but not that many. But it was entertaining.
Well, I knew Pink.
Yes.
Pink.
Yeah, no, please don't sing.
Maybe.
And, you know, so we knew a few of her bigger hits.
She wore her pussy pants.
Yes.
It's amazing.
If you have the opportunity to go see Janelle Monáe, please go see her. She is really, really, really awesome.
Yeah, I think next time she tours, it won't be in such a small venue anymore.
No, because
it won't be the same experience.
But it was really fun, and the whole crowd, you know, and it was really a very diverse crowd, because you had older, even people who even older than us, even more middle-aged than us, and also a lot of young
there
people.
There was a family with like three children, because we were sitting like upstairs so we could have an overview, because I'm short and otherwise I can't see. And there was this family sitting next to us with three children, of which one girl and two boys, and the two boys, they were so gay.
little gays and...
and they were just like completely... losing it, you know.
Singing along to all the songs. And yeah, no,
it was great.
And there were quite a few children, I mean, you know, 10-year-olds or something like that who were there, which I thought
was... protective headphones. But yeah, she's very sexually suggestive in her lyrics.
Yes, so. And some... they probably don't get all the lyrics, but some of the...
They don't get the pussy pants.
Some of the video material on the screens was quite explicit. I mean, it's tongue-in-cheek, but it's... I guess for children, it's not... For children, it's probably just a finger going through a donut. It's just our dirty minds who make it into something
but
more.
These days, these children, you know.
Yeah.
They know so much more than we did back in the day.
Yeah, no, that's true.
What did we know?
Nothing
at all.
So yeah, that was the highlight of our weekend.
And how was your summer?
My summer? It was good. It was very hot, you know, like everywhere, I think, basically. Yeah. Heat wave and a lot of sweating and all of that. But
Elkhorn was nice.
Elkhorn was
but
a lot
as
of fun.
I said, we went to dinner with, you know, some lesbians the second night. After it was over, I said, oh, I think I'm completely lesbianed out for a while now. And then we had to go home because I couldn't take it anymore. But it was very nice.
Yeah, it was fun to hang out with authors. And there were a few readers there as well, but not that many. But I think they're going to try and have more next time. I hope there is a next time because it was fun. But though, I mean, there was a variety of people there. So that was, yeah, it was interesting.
No, it's just fun to be amongst lesbian authors.
You know, and we were both on panels. One of us enjoyed it more than the other.
I didn't enjoy my panel because I don't think I'm made to speak up in public. I can't do it. I mean, maybe I could do it if I trained really hard, but I don't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I quite enjoyed, you know, both panels. It was fun, and it was mostly fun to hang out with other lesbian authors, and you know that. That's always nice because we don't get to do that very often, and we don't get to talk about what we do very
but
often.
But we did meet one who lives in Brussels.
Yes, we did.
But I don't think we'll be hanging out there regularly.
Well, yeah.
I mean, this is not a reflection on her, but
she's. I think she may be too smart and intellectual for us.
Yes, I didn't read the classics.
No. Well, I read some.
Have a bachelor degree. I cannot keep up with that kind of conversation.
So also, there's a generational difference. Maybe we have different interests.
Yeah, but she could be a good cougar, though.
Yes, that is true. Maybe our paths will cross at some point. So yeah, and then we mentioned another author who apparently lived in Hong Kong at the same time as we did.
It's a small world.
Yeah. So it was fun. And if there's another Elkhorn next year, we'll definitely go. And we really, really loved Bristol.
Oh yeah, I loved Bristol.
Bristol was
just
great.
The UK in general.
Yeah. We had
a little
holiday after Elkhorn, a little drive through the Cotswolds and a few other places. And yeah, England is just so, so beautiful. And we really enjoyed it. We can't wait to go back.
Why do they have to Brexit?
Not go there. But no, we're definitely going to go back to the UK. And it's so close for us, really, because it's about an hour and a half drive, or maybe no, from here, maybe 2 hours drive to Calais, and then a half hour on the train, and then you're in the UK.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to get there. So yeah, we will definitely go back soon.
Yes.
Apart from that, the summer, also a big decision this summer, we are moving house.
Yes.
In October, but we, you know, signed a new lease this summer, a house.
We're going to have our own office.
Yes.
I think that will be good for, we can start like our fifth marriage.
Yes.
Once we are in our new house.
Yes, so we won't have to share an office anymore.
Yeah, I think that'd probably be good for us.
And also,
I'm gonna come see you to do the podcast.
Yes, you could come visit.
That's about it.
And our cat will have stairs that she can run up and down.
We did it for the cat, really.
Yeah, and there's a little garden so she can go, you know, hunt for bugs and stuff in the garden.
And we'll have a guest room so you can come stay with us if you like.
Yes.
But you have to apply beforehand.
Yes.
We have to go through a rigorous submission process.
But no, we're looking forward to it. So that'll be fun. That's mid-October we're moving. So yay. What else this summer? Well, we published our book. Well, we already mentioned that.
Well, yeah, I think, yeah, we should maybe not go on about the summer too much because, you know, I have my newsletter and then I've talked about most things.
Yes, that's true.
So maybe we should look towards the future.
Yes. So what are the plans for the next trimester?
There is one more. Is it a trimester? It's 4 months. I always get this mixed up.
No, trimester is 3 months.
Yeah. So what is it this then? September, October?
Quadrimester.
A quadrimester. What are the plans for the last 4 months of the year? Can before you know it, it'll be Christmas.
Yes, I know. Well, you are working on Pingbean 9.
Well, you don't have to tell me what I'm doing. Okay. I can tell what I'm doing.
I just follow your schedule. I mean, I am planning.
No, that's not what I'm trying to get you to say.
I'm going to try and write a book of my own. Is that what you're trying to get me to say?
Yes. Because a while back we said September will be perfect because, you know, September is a good month.
Yes.
It's like the new energy of, you know, things starting up again.
Yes, I started going to yoga again after not doing any for 3 months. So, you know, maybe I can start writing again.
Well, yes, because so many people say, oh, Caroline should write her own book.
Well, I will. I will. I just need to, you know, finalize my outline or, I mean, what I want to write, basically.
Yeah. But I don't, I mean, I'm just putting pressure on you for the podcast. I don't want anyone to think I'm putting this kind of pressure on you on a daily basis.
She puts pressure on, so much pressure on
me. I don't do
it's
that.
It's like I'm a slave.
I don't do that at all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know it's very personal, but you need to get yourself to the place where you do it.
I have one or two ideas of books that I want to write. I just need to decide which one I want to do first. If I want to do something that could be potentially more commercial or one that will not be commercial. So I know which one you would prefer. So we'll see. More on that in the next podcasts.
Yeah. Well,
what about your next quadrimester?
Well, I'm writing Pingbean 9. I mean, I've been writing this book forever, it feels.
Well, you know, did start quite a while ago.
Oh, it's driving me nuts when it takes as long. But now I'm moving, you know, because I had to bring my deadline closer because, you know, I'm going to start another book.
Yes.
A co-write, co-written book for which we have just, you know, signed the contract.
Yes.
And can I announce with whom I'm going to do this?
But I don't know. Have you discussed this with the co-author, what the announcing policy is? Are you So maybe we'll keep it on the wraps for now and then maybe next week because you're talking to her tomorrow.
Yeah.
We can say it's a she.
Thank goodness.
So,
and I think I can also say that, you know, it's supposed to be a Christmas romance, but yeah, I don't know, things can change. We'll try to have a happy ending. I will announce on next week's podcast. I'll probably announce my newsletter this week.
We'll see.
So what else am I going to do? Once that one is finished, I'll do a Silver Linings novella. Because that Silver Linings novella was actually very popular, I have to say. And I got a lot of good feedback because people want to read about, you know, older characters.
Well, some people for sure. I mean, it's a discussion that I've seen again and again.
There was just a blog post on the Ilva.
Yes, about if people want to read about older characters or not.
Yeah.
But obviously they want to read about your older characters because it did quite well and all your books with older characters seem to do quite well. So
I think it's because, you know, the way I write about them, you can really feel my love for them.
Yes, that's probably it. Anything else?
Well, no, because we're going to talk about all the television we've watched over the summer, but that's going to take 2 hours. I think we should probably wrap it up.
Let's just say we purchased the whole series of The West Wing to watch it yet again, and we are now about two-thirds into it.
But I do want to say one thing about, because I'm doing the Aaron Sorkin masterclass at the moment. I mean, he only did 4 seasons, and the first 4 seasons of The West Wing, they are just so brilliant still after all this time. And then as of season 5, you can, like, really, I mean, it's not that it's not that good. I mean, it's not that good anymore, but you're still very invested with the characters. But there's just like such a decline in quality, I find.
Yeah, it's not as...
It's just not as engaging anymore.
Yeah, not as engaging as the first four.
So, you know, it just goes to show that, you know...
A good showrunner is important.
Yeah, the AIs will not replace us in the end.
No.
I think.
No. So I think maybe we've gone on for long enough for our big comeback.
Yes, I think so.
Hopefully we'll be back next week.
Yeah, we should try and do this every Monday. Do it in the beginning of the week.
Yes, that way it's done.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so...
eat that frog.
I mean, obviously this is not going to go out on a Monday. It's to go out on a still-to-be-determined day. So you listeners...
I think we used to go out on Tuesday.
Okay, well, we'll see. Maybe...
Anyway, this is for behind the scenes.
Yes, listeners, thank you so much.
How do we usually wrap this up again?
Oh,
we do not have this planned.
I can probably rustle it up again. So I think that's enough for this week. We hope you will tune in again next week for a new episode of
Harper Bliss
and her missus.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.